This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Warrior Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to a brand new season of WHL This Week radio edition. And we'd like to welcome our new sponsor on board this season, Warrior Hockey. Ahead, we'll set the table for the season ahead. WHL Commissioner Ron Robinson will join us to outline some of the big events as well. WHL Vice President of Hockey Richard Dirksen walks us through some of the rule changes and enforcement to watch for. And we'll take you to the kickoff news conference held in Regina Thursday. First up, WHL This Week always likes to kick off the season with the WHL Commissioner Ron Robinson, and he's on the line. Ron, you were in Regina earlier this week to host a kickoff news conference. Of course, Regina will be on center stage this season as the host of the 100th Memorial Cup in May.
Well, without question, the spotlight will be on Saskatchewan this season. As you mentioned, the Regina Pats, of course, celebrating their 100th anniversary season, combined with the hosting the 100th edition of the MasterCard Memorial Cup, will be a very, very special celebration throughout the course of the season, of course, capping in May with the hosting of the Cup. But in the meantime, our CIBC Canada-Russia series will also be played in Swift Current and Moose Jaw, and we're looking forward to Team WHL taking on the Russians in that series.
You just mentioned three teams, rivalries, no doubt, a focus again this season as the WHL wants to continue to build and cultivate these rivalries across the league.
Well, I would argue that our league has some of the best rivalries in the game today. When you look at all four divisions, their natural rivalries, and certainly our playoff format, which is going to continue for the next three seasons, builds on that. And the carryover of that is, of course, in particularly, as you mentioned, the Regina Pats Moose Jaw Warriors rivalry, one of the most followed in our league, is going to probably reach new levels based on the preseason predictions that we're hearing already.
WHL has always stressed a player experience and making it the best possible here. What steps have the WHL taken to continue this?
Well, there's nothing more important to our WHL franchises than the player experience and making sure that the players reach their success levels both on and off the ice. And when you look at our league, I think we're world leaders in so many areas, in particular the player development side of things with our teams, as well as our world-class coaching and facilities that go with that. Our scholarship program that's probably the most comprehensive of any in North America today. And then all of the support services that we've added in recent years that provide the players and their families with the comfort that they can be assured that they're going to have support away from the ice as much as it is on the ice.
And I know as well, I guess a good phrase to use would be stay tuned. It sounds like there's some big things coming down the pipe here later on this season.
Well, there will be a number of announcements upcoming, certainly tied in with the hosting of this year's 100th edition of the MasterCard Memorial Cup, and that'll focus around the City of Regina and the Pats organization and the great work they're doing. There's a lot of excitement to begin with, of course, starting the season, but as the season progresses, there'll be more announcements, both within the Regina community and across the league.
All right, well, we'll look forward to that. Commissioner Ron Robinson, always appreciate you kicking off our first WHL radio show of the season. Should be a great year ahead. Thanks for being our guest.
We're looking forward to it. Thanks very much for having me.
In the corners and around the boards, the WHL This Week radio edition.
The WHL held its kickoff news conference in Regina Thursday. The East Division will no doubt be a buzz of activity this season, culminating with the 100th edition of the MasterCard Memorial Cup. Regina Pats played host. President and alternate governor Todd Lombard is looking forward to a big season ahead in the Queen City.
As far as the Regina Pats are concerned, we're extremely excited about our 100th anniversary season. So on behalf of the ownership group of the Regina Pats, our players, our fans, and our alumni, very excited to kick off this hockey season in the Western Hockey League, our 100th, and to host the 100th annual Memorial Cup. Thank you.
Representatives from the rival Moose Jaw Warriors were also in attendance. Warriors head coach Tim Hunter will guide what should be a strong Warriors team, giving the Pats all they can handle just 40 minutes down the highway.
The Moose Jaw Warriors are really excited about our season this year. It'll be our best team I've had, not my tenure here in Moose Jaw. The rivalry with Regina will take on another element this year. I'm looking forward to those games. Being part of the World Junior program again, as a coach for the Moose Jaw Warriors, is very exciting. And that starts with our game in Moose Jaw and Swift Current with the CIBC Russia series.
The CIBC Canada-Russia series is set for Moose Jaw November 6th and Swift Current November 7th.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
There's some new rules for WHL fans to take note of this season, and joining us on the phone is the WHL Vice President of Hockey, Richard Dirksen, from Calgary. Rick, first of all, I want to send out a big congratulations to you. This is year 40 in your current role. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. It seems like I just started yesterday, but my love for the game is the same as when I started 40 years ago.
That's great. And there's some new rules to talk about this season. First of all, one we've seen enforced in the preseason, it has to do with mouth guards and players. We've seen some 10-minute misconduct served up by the officials in the preseason. Tell us about the new mouth guard rule that you're enforcing.
Yeah, that's correct. First of all, it's not a new rule. Again, it's just trying to get the call made properly. We've had the mouth guard rule in for many years. We felt last year that for whatever reason it had slipped, players were starting to wear it dangling from their mouth. The officials were not calling the 10-minute misconduct, so we met. It was actually very good at our annual meeting. We went through it with our coaches and managers. We also went through it with our trainers, and they were very specific that they wanted, from their perspective, to have the players wearing their mouth guards properly. So clearly it's an area of emphasis. We had a number of misconducts assessed in preseason. We hope the message has gone through, but we intend to carry that on through the regular season and the playoffs as well.
Tell me more about some of the slashing calls. Apparently the league is going to take more of a focus on those slashes going on the hands and the arms of the players here. What's new about that?
Again, it's nothing new. It's a rule that's been in from day one, and yet sometimes we just have to make points or areas of emphasis, and certainly the instruction given to the referees was just make sure you're not missing them. When a player slashes an opponent, particularly in the hand or arm area, the damage that can be done through a broken finger, a broken hand, a broken arm just isn't warranted. We want our best players to be able to play, and so we want the referees to be diligent on slashing in those areas.
Another dangerous play that we can see sometimes is the slew foot, and for those that don't know what that is, that would be coming up to opponent from behind and kicking the back skates out so they fall backwards here. It's a dangerous play. I understand the league will be taking this more seriously this year.
Exactly, and this is one we've always had a rule in effect, but it was basically called as tripping. The referees could assess a two-minute penalty or a match penalty, and we decided to just clarify that particular rule a little bit more. So we'll either have a double minor or a major in a game misconduct for a slew footing. Obviously, a match penalty could be called any time if the officials felt it was severe enough, but in most cases you're going to see either a double minor or a major in a game happen if a slew foot occurs. And again, it's a dangerous play, and we're hoping that the players are cognizant of that and that we don't have many calls because it's not happening.
You're also trying to speed up the game or enforce some penalties to help in that case. What are some of the things that fans should be looking for, and for that matter, coaches and players as well?
Again, it's an area we've got such a tremendous game, and we want to make sure that flow continues. Sometimes we have that denominator where a team feels that if they can slow down the game, it'll be to their benefit. Some of the areas that the fans will probably notice this is when a goaltender freezes the puck unnecessarily, and there's nothing that drives us crazier than when a puck is shot in from center ice and the goaltender stops it and gets a face-off. In those situations, we feel that the puck should be played. Likewise, on face-offs, if a team is really trying to slow down the game by talking with players or anything they can do to catch a breath before that face-off, we want the linesman to keep the players injected in the game and get in, get the puck down, keep moving. And then the third area would be just on coaches when they're slow with line changes, trying to delay, you know, to get their players another bit of a breather, especially if they're just playing one or two lines in the third period. We want that play to keep going, and the emphasis will be on the referees to make sure that coaches are making their line changes quickly.
For sure. Also, a minor one when it comes to a team being on the power play. We've seen the NHL go to this rule. It involves a high stick. Tell us more about the change there.
This is actually the only new rule that we've adopted, and the entire CHL was very onside with what the NHL has done. It doesn't happen very often, but when a player or a team is on the power play and a player high sticks the puck in the attacking zone, in previously, the faceoff would go right down to their own end zone, and now the faceoff will just come outside the blue line, so it makes it very consistent with other high-stick pucks in the attacking zone when the team is not on the power play. So, again, we think that'll be beneficial. It doesn't happen very often, but when it does, the fans will now understand why it's just outside the blue line.
Okay, great rundown. Some things to keep in mind here for WHL's opening weekend here. Rick Dirksen, again, congratulations on year number 40 with the WHL, and we look forward to a great season here ahead.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
This is the WHL This Week, brought to you by Warrior Hockey.
WHL players continue to return from NHL camps as the puck drops on opening weekend. 144 players attended NHL rookie and training camps this month. Of the 144 players attending, 89 were selected in the NHL draft, including Brattle Kings forward Nolan Patrick, chosen second overall by the Philadelphia Flyers this summer. The remaining 55 players were provided NHL camp invites. Three of those invitees, well, they made the most of their free agent tryouts, signing NHL entry-level contracts. Lethbridge Hurricanes forward Jordy Bellerive signed on with the Pittsburgh Penguins. Parker Kelly of the Prince Albert Raiders inked a free agent deal with the Ottawa Senators. And Tri-City Americans D-man Dylan Coughlin signed up by the Las Vegas Golden Knights. All 22 WHL teams are represented at NHL camps, with the Portland Winterhawks leading the way with 12. Close behind, the Kelowna Rockets had 10 players. The defending WHL Edmonton Cup champion Seattle Thunderbirds had 9. And that's the show. I want to say thanks to our guests, both Ron Robinson and Richard Dirksen. And welcome to another season of WHL Hockey. Should be great. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners and Warrior Hockey.